Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. I got to warn you, Drew, I got some world-class gas tonight.
Oh, you know what?
Novelty gas.
I ate at a restaurant tonight, which 90% of the dishes were loaded with garlic, and I thought, you know, when I'm really ready, like, to take the next day off, and I want to really hurt Adam, I'm going to sit down for a huge meal here and finish off a little scallion.
Do you have to take the next day off?
I couldn't be around people.
For the next day?
And plus, I'd be in pain. Seriously, I'd be sick all day.
See, Drew's a very lucky man in that he knows what he should eat or not eat to give him gas. Whereas for me, it's just serendipity.
Yeah.
It's a big spin of the cosmic wheel.
Oh.
I never know.
Really?
But I'll tell you, tonight, my number came up.
And when it comes up, yeah, it's disturbing.
Yeah. Now, the good news is I let 750,000 cubic feet of gas out in my den in the last hour and a half.
Laughing maniacally, of course.
Yes, like a madman. So, alone.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, I love that. But there's still maybe something left. So, let's see if we can work that up.
Yeah.
All right, is anything we're missing here, Drew?
Coffee.
Oh, yes, coffee. That's right. All right, ready to go to the phone?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, hey, the man show's on tonight.
Is it mine? My show?
Comedy Central. It may be yours, Drew. You never know.
How's your cleaver?
Oh, I think Jimmy canceled that.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah. No. I got to talk to Jimmy about that.
Why?
Well, look, anyone who listened to the show Thursday night knew that Pan Pan. Let me explain something. And I'm sure Pan Pan's listening, and I don't care. Okay. And is this going to become the thrust of the show? You had to bring it up. I forgot about it. Okay, let me just tell everyone something, and then we'll move on. This is closure from Thursday night.
Okay.
Pan Pan, a friend of Drew's wife, young kid, called me on my cell phone to try to sell me knives a week ago. I told him, because Drew's wife gave him my cell phone number.
Which is
a horrible mistake. But
please do immensely.
He's a very pushy guy, this Pan Pan. Nice kid, pushy. He came in here, and he wanted to sell me some knives. So I told him to come in and meet me here with Jimmy, and maybe I'd buy a knife. Well, what you guys don't know, and our audience is really going to appreciate this, what Pan Pan wanted to sell me is like a 32-piece set for $1,800. Essentially, he had it in mind that he wanted to make like a $1,400 to $1,800 sale.
Seriously?
Yeah, and what I had in mind is that I was going to buy a handful of steak knives for $80.
$1,400 to $1,800.
Yeah, he was showing me stuff that was in the you know, over a grand into the teens.
Oh my God!
Hey, by the way, go talk to your wife about what she dropped. Oh, Drew's got a look on his face. Call her during the commercial, Drew, and find out what she dropped. So, here's the deal. Pan Pan was here all night, cutting rope, screwing with me and Jimmy. He's a very pushy guy. And at the end of the night, I said to him, look, I got a set of those Henkel knives, those good German knives already. Actually, I have two sets of them. I don't need knives. But I'll tell you what I don't have. I don't have that cleaver. How much is that cleaver? Well, the cleaver is like $119, right? Mm. And just because Pan Pan's been hanging all night, and I was busting his chops, and I like Jimmy, and Jimmy said he didn't have a cleaver, and I didn't want to make it a waste of Pan Pan's time. I said, listen, Pan Pan. I said, look, I'll tell you what, just give me the two cleavers, and we'll call it a night. And Pan Pan was pissed. He was not happy to hear that at all. He kept going, like, no, come on, let me show you the catalog, this, that, and the other. And I finally said to him, look, you're lucky you're getting the two cleavers. Just sign me up for the two cleavers, whatever I got to do, and let's do it. Well, the two cleavers with shipping and everything, $270.
Yeah, it's a lot.
For these two cleavers. Meanwhile, I was over at the Bed Bath & Beyond, and I saw the Henkel knife, which is just sort of the, I don't know, Mercedes-Benz of knives. I saw a cleaver, $39. $39. Okay, he wanted $119. Fine. F it. Give them to me. But then he was pissed. And he didn't say thanks, and he shoved the receipt at me, and he was angry, and he was like kind of curt and short, and like it was like the end of a bad date where I'd, you know, try to grab a boob and the chick was pissed or something. It was like really weird. And then I was driving home with Jimmy, and Jimmy said, "Hey, F him." And I said, "Well, he was disappointed. You know, he thought he was going to make a big sale." And he said, "Hey, F that guy. He spent $270 and he's like throwing the receipt at you and he's pissed off. He's mad he had to come down to the radio station. He's calling you on his cell phone. F him." So he said, "I'm going to call him and cancel the credit card." So it's canceled. Well, cancel the order. Call the credit card company. So, Pan Pan, if you're listening, you had a sale, but your attitude screwed you in the end. Mm-hmm. Let that be a lesson to everybody. Thank you. Heather?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I really, really want Dave Matthews Band tickets, and I didn't have money at the time when they went on sale. And I know this DJ from radio station, so I called him one night, and I was kind of drunk. And I offered to give him a lap dance for some tickets, and I want to know if there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's fine. Just a lap dance?
Yeah, just a lap dance.
Who, a disc jockey? A radio guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Adam, please.
Oh, well, what's he going to do? Rape her? I mean,
for starters.
Oh, okay. Well, where are you giving him the lap dance?
Well, down at the station.
All right, it's a bunch of other guys hanging around.
Yeah.
And what are you supposed to be wearing?
Well, just my underwear, I guess. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That's fine.
It's going down a path.
No, it's not. She wants Dave Matthews. Look, let me explain something.
She's got to at least bring with her the 350-pound African American guy, right?
Who is that?
The one that protects her.
The bouncer.
Yeah.
Who flips the cassette?
Yeah.
On the boom box that he brings along. Hey, Heather?
Yeah?
Look, Drew, listen to what I'm going to say to Drew to make you feel better. Guys do these stunts all the time where they, chug some gutter water or dive into a kiddie pool full of beans or something. They do all these stunts to get tickets for stuff.
Yeah.
All right, this is it. A few minutes of humiliation, you get your tickets and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Guys shave their head or, you know, put I'm gay sticker on their ass and walk around for a week. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
That's what this is. All right, fine, Heather.
Well, is it acting out, though? Because I've kind of always wanted to do that, you know? Like, people make a list of things they always wanted to do, like get out of a plane.
Well, it's acting out, but it's not... Provided this doesn't send you down a career path, it's, you know, it says something about you, but not necessarily.
Yeah, that's all right. Many a 20-year-old woman has that impulse.
Right,
that's fine.
Right.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 29.
Hi.
What's up?
I wanted to ask a question if there was such thing as cancer of the penis.
Yep.
There is.
That's cancer of everything, basically. That all it means cancer is a, you know, every, your body's made up of many, many hundreds of different kinds of cell types.
Mm-hmm.
And a cancer is just one of those cell types suddenly dividing out of control. So basically anything can become cancer.
So, I mean, it's something that could begin there or would end up there?
It begins there.
It begins there.
And it's associated with...
Well, it could end up there, too, right?
No, things don't metastasize. They don't metastasize the penis.
They don't?
No.
Huh. Maybe there is a God.
Yeah. But this are associated, cancer of the penis is associated with warts. The wart virus.
So let me just understand something. Your body has hundreds, thousands, or millions of different types of cells.
Hundreds of different types.
Hundreds of different types.
Maybe
these cells in your liver would be different from the cells that make up your lips.
Complete. Yes, very different. That's
okay.
Called differentiation. These cells differentiate in different types and different.
And in each anything that has its own type of cell. Construct can turn into cancer.
That kind of cancer, lip cancer.
By those cells spinning off.
Those cells suddenly undifferentiate and become they don't connect with each other normally, and they just start growing abnormally and then spread throughout your body.
Right, and whatever it was that was made up of those cells starts to come undone.
Right.
I mean,
it determines the kind of cancer it is. Those cell types have certain characteristic behaviors when they become cancerous.
But if you get liver cancer and you got your liver cells and they start not interlocking anymore.
Well, if, for instance, you have a melanoma, a tiny little dot in your skin.
Right.
Doesn't do anything to your skin, but it travels all over your body before you even find out it's there. And it starts growing in your brain and growing in your liver, and then you got problems.
All right, bad times. Denisha?
It's Denisha. Whatever.
All right. What's up there, Denisha?
All right, thank you.
I wanted
to know.
14.
Why.
Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to know, like, if a boy got crabs, what do it look like, and what could it do to a girl, and what's the real name for it so I could look it up?
Interesting.
Pubic lice is one way of calling them. And I can't remember the exact Latin name for it off the top of my head.
Scratchus saccum.
No, I almost got it.
All right, Drew, you think about that.
And they look like little tiny, tiny little dots that move very, very slowly. They almost look like little tiny moles that when you look at closely, lo and behold, are attached to the hair.
You ever see a flea circus?
No.
Yeah, they look like fleas.
Either.
They look like fleas.
They look like fleas.
But they don't move.
They don't move.
They just sit there.
Well, they do move a little bit.
Tiny bit. Very slow. And they sit.
What do they do to it? Like a girl, what does it like get infected or?
No, it just causes a bad rash, an itch.
It's like having lice. It's like having fleas.
Yeah, it's lice.
And so how would you get rid of it?
You take a certain shampoo and soap that you get from your doctor and that's get rid of it.
All right.
Why are you worried about this?
Do you have
Dinacia?
That?
Because I don't really know what it was. I just heard because somebody told me that the person who I was with had it.
Mm.
She said she was with him. And so I started getting all freaked out and stuff.
All right, well, you're 14. You're having sex with guys. You don't know what sexually transmitted diseases are.
Not guys. Just one guy and one time.
All right.
I understand. But there are certainly more serious sexually transmitted diseases you should concern yourself with than just lice. Okay?
Do you itch down there?
Kinda.
Well, it's probably not crabs. It's probably something more serious.
Something like infection. Well, it's hard to tell. I know. When you start thinking you've got crabs, you immediately start itching, right?
Kinda.
Yeah, but listen, you would be able to see them on you.
Yeah, you see them in the pubic hair area.
It's because I got like a red dot, but it's like sore, and like it hurt when you touch it.
You have a sore now?
Yeah.
You need to get your ass to the doctor. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
That is not crabs.
What was that?
Could be herpes.
Could be herpes. Could be syphilis. Doesn't typically hurt, but any ulcer needs to be looked at while it's there because that's needed. Doctor needs to see the sore in order to make the diagnosis.
All right,
Dinacia. All right. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Do you want to do this?
Pan.
Yeah.
Am I going on day number four with Pan?
Yes. I don't know how he gets through like that. That shows how persevere is.
How does that work? Where somebody did he get the hotline? Did Pan get the hotline? How come we
have people call? They say they've been calling for 3 years. Finally got through. Pan calls through every night.
That's right.
But this is Pan. He's so tenacious.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's
there.
Proof. Living proof.
And I'm going to let Pan stew just a little bit longer and talk to David over here. David's 19. David.
How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I got a question about a long-distance relationship, actually.
All right.
When we first started dating, we were living in the same city. And then this was near the end of high school. I actually didn't want to do anything serious, but for some reason it turned out that way. Who knows how.
Hmm.
But she started going to school in San Antonio, and I started going to school in Tucson. And I really disliked it there, actually.
At the University of Arizona?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. That's the main reason.
How could you not have a good time at U of A?
I don't know.
It
probably because
it's big for me.
115 degrees.
Right. Yeah, that was. Well, the weather didn't really bother me that much.
He's from New Mexico, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Well,
it was big.
Okay.
I was my ass off in the class.
All right.
Yeah, but see, all I hear you saying, David, over and over again is the safety of high school came to a close, and magically you put your caboose right onto that one girl and clung to her like glue, and then you go off to try to establish a life for yourself elsewhere, and it feels too big, and you don't establish a life because you stay connected with that idealized person, this girl.
That's probably...
Yeah, it's not good. Right. It's not a good situation. And it's a typical thing that a 19, 20-year-old will do when they're leaving home. So I the healthiest thing for you to do is, if you're able to, form some very strong friendships and get a life for yourself in Arizona. Or find some place that is suitable for you. But I suspect the reason you didn't like Arizona is the same reason you won't like anywhere else, is that you're too tied up emotionally elsewhere.
Well, I got a big fart coming up.
You're having trouble leaving home. Having trouble letting go of this relationship. And it's a normal thing.
I may cramp on myself because I got something like stewing.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Oh. Then. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Smell it over here.
Oh. Hey, David.
Yeah.
I blew Drew right out of the studio.
I mean,
that's really
clown.
Bad.
Dude, I can smell that all the way over here.
Wow, that's like a weird.
Craft yourself.
You know what that is? It's like kid poo. That's like baby poo.
Dude, what set you off?
I don't know. You know, I ate a like a protein bar and a like a glass of milk, and I think that didn't sit with me right. I think it was the dairy, the protein, whatever it was. But wow, that was great.
Ass clown.
That
oh
was
my god!
Great. Hey, David. Whatever Drew said, you know, you should do that, right, Drew?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that had its own kind of weird thing going in.
It's not funny.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
Question about smoking. I've been smoking to the tune of 5 years or so.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
That's good, to the tune of.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I'm wondering about impotency factors.
Well,
because I've heard it's the number one cause of impotency.
If you want to believe that it will do it in 5 years and that will help you stop smoking, go ahead.
Well, no, I
don't. Far be it for me to discourage you.
I'm just wondering, you know, how much time do I have here? When should I quit? I know
it's very hard to tell, but the artery to the penis is more sensitive to the, let's call it the clogging effects of cigarettes than, say, the arteries to the heart.
Okay.
And as you know, people smoke for many, many years before they get that heart attack, but, you know.
What, is there anything he can do? I mean, some vitamin he can take,
there really isn't. There really is no way to undo what cigarettes do. You can avoid other risk factors, maintain a normal cholesterol, exercise regularly, take vitamin E, take folic acid, this sort of thing. But ultimately, it's sort of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic when you smoke, because the cigarettes are so much more powerful.
Oh, great.
So right, stop smoking. Listen,
you got a few years.
All right.
23?
I was.
Yeah, you'd be fine for a while.
I was also wondering.
You're not diabetic, are you? Those are the ones. That's when it really.
No medical problems aside from mild Tourette's.
I think Adam has a part of his body that has Tourette's too.
I'll tell you, you're lucky.
I'm lucky. How is this lucky? I need a scuba tank, for God's sake.
I would squeeze another one out, but I'm scared I'd crap myself because
All right.
I got a little diarrhea or something going, and it's a very fine line you walk.
Diarrhea?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Diarrhea. You can't articulate yourself any better than that. All right, Drew, close.
No, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Why?
Okay, let's talk to Pan Pan. For those of you who don't know Pan Pan, he's quickly become a new favorite of the show. He called me on my cell phone on Saturday, wanted to sell me knives. I never met him before. He came down here to try to sell me and Jimmy some knives. I ended up buying a couple of cleavers off of him.
I can't get out. I get this cloth away from my head. My face.
And Jimmy may have canceled the credit card order for the cleavers. I don't know, actually, if he did. I'm just saying he may have. Pan Pan?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, some guy called in and was like, "I'm Adam Carolla," and I was like, in that kind of voice, and you obviously have a very distinct voice, and I was like, "No, you're not," but he had the order number, so I did cancel it.
Oh, somebody called in and ordered it?
Canceled it.
Well, yeah.
So he was like, "Well, this is Adam Carolla," and I was like,
"Oh, that was my assistant."
Yeah, your assistant.
Yeah, his name is Gavin.
Could have at least called in yourself, dude.
I don't have time. You've wasted enough of my time, Pan Pan. And listen, I was going to buy those overpriced cleavers, and I had no problem with it, but your attitude was so piss poor at the end of the night.
What was my attitude?
You never said thanks. You were upset that I didn't buy more.
And I was not being upset about you buying more.
You are an asshole.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever say thanks?
I don't remember.
All right.
He called you Mr. Carolla, though.
No, listen. You were disappointed that you didn't sell more, and you were acting unprofessionally, and so Jimmy decided we should cancel it, and I agreed wholeheartedly with him.
Can I tell you the reason I was a little bit upset? It wasn't because it didn't matter how much you bought, really. It was just the fact that you're doing the racial comedy or whatever it is you like to call it.
What'd we say?
You're talking about black people, like, you know, we feel really sorry for these people, so we would have bought a lot if you were black.
That's right.
Yeah, you did say that, right?
Well, Jimmy brought that up, and it's true.
Okay.
All right. Well, I feel like, as a country, we've done worse to the blacks than we've done to the Chinese, so I would buy more from the blacks. Why is that racial?
Why is that racial?
Yeah, why is that racial? There's certain groups I feel like I should give more money to. The blacks are up there. Chinese, you would beat out a white guy. Don't get me wrong.
God.
Doesn't everyone think racial? That way? Well, hold on a second. Why is everything that has to do with color a negative? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree with not being too politically correct.
Good.
But I felt that some of the things you were saying was a little bit across the line. That's just me.
Because I compared you to the panda bears that were on the Brady Bunch show.
I get so much stuff for my name, that doesn't bother me at all.
Right. But, what was it then?
Well, the fact that you were like, if you had been black, I probably would have bought from you.
And, all right, but listen, that you're not black, so that has nothing to do with you. That's no slight on your race. I'm bringing up another race. Drew, chime in.
Well, I'm trying to remember what you had said. I remember feeling uncomfortable with some of the things.
Oh,
you were saying.
Shut up, Drew.
No,
you're
I do.
Oh, please.
I'm uncomfortable right now because I can't get my face out of this shirt.
All right, Pam. Thanks for calling. Listen, no hard feelings. He was just he was a prick at the end of the night when I bought $270 bucks worth of cleaver off the guy.
As I recall, you were busting his chops rather fiercely.
This is a radio show. What do you want me to do?
He's a high school. He's just freshman in college.
Listen. But let me tell you about Pam Pan's chops. He called me on my cell phone on a Saturday and wanted to meet Sunday morning. Look, you want to play, play. If you don't want to play, don't call on the cell phone. Am I right? Thank you. All right, the man show is on. I got to make fun of the blacks and the Chinese. Drew, you want to do that?
No, thanks.
During the break?
No, it's okay.
All right. We'll be back after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Just getting to the end of the man show. Fabulous Comedy Central. I'm plugging away because the new series has now come out. Drew, who do we want to talk to?
I won.
Keith?
Hi.
You're 24.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I kind of have trouble when I'm having sex with women. I can't orgasm.
Are you nervous when you're with women?
Well, it's weird. It's like I'm not nervous, but I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. Have you ever had a girlfriend?
No.
Yeah, no. You need a break-in person.
Yeah.
And and the weird thing is that...
you're okay by yourself.
Yeah, and the more I care about somebody...
The more difficult it is.
Yes. I'm like, I can't even stand being touched, really.
You what?
I really can't even stand when someone sort of touches me. Uh-oh. Like, I have to sort of prep myself.
Were you sexually abused or physically abused?
Not really.
Oh, Adam, were you sexually abused?
Not in a classical sense. I mean, according to Webster, yes, but not what you would typically... What happened there, Keith?
I saw that coming. I grew up in a household where my mother was beaten and my sister was beaten, but I wasn't ever touched.
Hmm. By whom?
Stepfathers.
Hmm. Makes me wonder that maybe somebody did do something to you, maybe even your biological father, before you could really remember what was going on, set you up for that kind of recoil against any kind of physical contact.
No. It had to be terrorizing for a young kid to watch mom and sis getting smacked on.
That'll
anyway.
Screw you up, but it doesn't make you recoil against touch.
No, it just makes you beat on other people.
Yeah, that's right. But these can create post-traumatic stress reactions and all kinds of...
How about a little therapy there, Keith?
I tried that, and it turned out disastrously.
Why?
The psychiatrist put me on a whole bunch of drugs, and then he told me to go on to Social Security. He thought I was pretty non-functional.
Thought you couldn't work?
Yeah.
Where do you work now?
Funny thing. Half a year ago, I was a technical writer, and in 2 months, I'm going to be in Japan teaching English, and right now, I'm sort of in between some working construction on boats.
All right.
Funny thing?
Yeah. I would have been laughing, but I was writing it down for my act.
Well, it's,
no, no, it's interesting. Interesting, yes.
It's not really, you know,
no, I think it's interesting. Profile. Right. All right, so, Keith, how about a little therapy? Maybe not a psychiatrist, but maybe you do a little talk therapy.
Yeah, some trauma survivor group.
Find a female, by the way, therapist,
yeah.
And sit down and get a relationship going and become comfortable with that female and don't fall in love with her, but have a nice bond out a few problems. And then next time you find a woman, take it slow and work it out. You need that punching bag chick.
There are behaviorists out there that can help with this kind of thing. People help.
Really?
Help with the behavior of recoiling.
How do they do that?
I don't know, but I know that that kind of thing is that's a behavior. And
what would a behaviorist work on? Would they work on, like, fear of flying or something like that?
They work on everything, as a matter of fact. You and I don't sort of talk about that because the hard thing to talk about is it's not a dynamic approach to treating people's ills. But it is something that can be very useful. Mm-hmm. Where is he calling from? San Jose.
Yeah, I don't have any over there. John?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
Well, I went to a rock concert about 6 months ago, and I didn't take ear protection, and after the show, I noticed I had ringing in my ears, and it got to be pretty bothersome, and I was wondering if there's anything I could do about it. I went to a ear, nose, and throat guy who specializes in this, and he said that whatever damage there was, it's being aggravated by allergies, and so he gave me some antihistamines.
Okay.
There seemed to be a little improvement, but it gets better and it gets worse. And
were you doing drugs at the time, too?
No, I'm straight edge.
Okay.
More or less.
What is that, tinnitus?
Tinnitus, yeah.
Well, you call it tinnitus?
Tinnitus.
I've heard it called all kinds of stuff.
It's tinnitus.
You know, there's all kinds of things that can be done for this. I'm glad you saw a specialist to make sure there isn't something really correctable going on. The Ear Institute out here in Los Angeles uses their own little concoction that I've seen work called LBC Complex, and it has all these vitamins in, like B12 and lecithin and vitamin C, and I don't understand quite the mixture. You're in Ohio.
It's a medicine.
It's actually a vitamin complex.
Yeah.
And so you might go that route. I don't know where you would look.
What, to get rid of the tinnitus?
Yes, for dizziness and tinnitus. And you might try, it's got niacin. People have advocated niacin for this sort of thing.
All right, here's what it is. My dad had this.
Okay.
And I think he still does, which is you get this ringing in your ear and it never goes away.
It's awful.
You start going insane.
Yeah, it's awful.
Thank God my dad was nuts, 25 years ago.
Yes.
So it didn't seem to affect him much. But he really, really was driving him nuts. He was like, he couldn't sleep, you know. I mean, he was a troubled man. And
anxiety makes it a lot worse.
Now, the ringing, apparently, and I don't know, because his wasn't caused by stress. Yeah. He wasn't any rock concert.
Well,
but age or whatever.
Maybe an anxiety.
Right.
My dad doesn't have anxiety.
Or whatever.
He falls asleep.
When I have a lot of stress or whatever, it seems to get worse.
Yeah,
really?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I was told, at least by my dad, that it never really goes away. You just kind of get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But his was caused by an injury, essentially.
This guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it can be corrected.
Now, what it is,
it's
dropout of the microscopic hair cells in the cochlea, which is the inner ear apparatus, and once they're gone, they're gone. And the cells dropping out and dysfunctioning is what causes that high pitch.
But it doesn't matter if somebody fired a starter's pistol off by your ear when you were 15 or at 68 it came on?
It's an interesting
question.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just seems like there'd be... the guy's 27. This seems like he's got... Or 21, I should say. It seemed like he has a better shot of some recovery than my old dad does.
I'll tell you what, at the very least, because the brain is more plastic when you're younger, that the brain might find ways to sort of screen out the sound to make
right.
you more used to it more easily. But again, I would look into, I'm trying to advise him where to go. You might call the ear specialist you had if there are vitamins you can take, because I've seen some success with vitamin C, niacin, and B vitamins.
Leslie?
Hi.
Hey, you're 27. What's up?
Well, I'm visiting my parents. And I think, basically, I might have caught my father having a homosexual affair. I've suspected for quite some time that he's gay, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just my mother's very sick.
What's wrong with her?
She has a sarcoid condition, and it's spread to her heart and lungs. So she's in and out of the hospital.
Just what kind of condition?
Sarcoidosis.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a non-caseating granuloma that they don't know what causes it. Steroids. Need lots of steroids.
Yeah, and the steroids are not doing her.
Has she always been sickly?
Yes. She was diagnosed in 95, and we thought it had gone into spontaneous remission, and then it ended up.
Which it usually does. Remember, who is the old Calvin Klein model that has...
Duff.
Has sarcoid of the brain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, your mom, so your dad. Now, why do you think your dad's having a homosexual affair?
Okay. Now, this says a lot about what type of person I am. First of all, I'm nosy. And I was working on his computer.
Computer.
Oh,
parents don't know anything about computers. So I was doing some work, and I found... a rather erotic letter that was written by someone that I certainly didn't know.
Named?
Gio.
Gio. Could that be a female?
No. It's actually, after I did some more digging in the files, I found out it's the name my dad's been using. And he's been writing to this man. I assume they met in some supplemental class that my dad's taking at a university. Then what happened was, last night, the phone rang, and I went to answer it, because the phone is almost never for my father, and there's a man on the other end saying, are you sure they're not home? Is it okay for me to be calling you now? Do you want to go through?
All right, okay, we got it.
Okay.
So, Dad may be gay. You've thought that for a long time.
And that's...
Yeah, that's fine.
Mom's sick. He's going to support her. What do you want to do?
Well, he knows that I know. I mean, because
how does he know?
On the phone.
He what?
He knows I was on the phone.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you know.
Yeah, parents have massive levels of denial.
Everyone has massive levels of denial, especially the gays.
If you
stop it, Adam.
Huge levels of denial.
We've been through the Chinese, the black, and the gays. Tonight.
The gays.
That's nice.
That's right.
also, Adam, by the way, I'm black, so I'll be particularly nice to me.
I didn't know that. I'll be nicer. Leslie.
No, seriously.
Well, seriously, I'm telling you, if a white guy comes up to me and wants to sell me a magazine subscription,
I tell him
to get lost.
From.
A black guy does, I buy it from him. I just feel like we've done these people wrong. I should buy a magazine.
Sweetheart, neither you nor I were there. Let it go.
All right. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, baby. I can sleep tonight. All right, so...
But I do like when you call me baby.
so, Dad... okay, why... But he's not going to say anything if you don't say anything.
Right, he's going to be happily, blissfully avoiding.
No, so now we're sitting there, and we can't talk to each other at all.
Right.
Now, he was not an easy man to get along with in the first place.
Why?
He was abused very much as a child, and he has always been emotionally and mentally abusive.
Ugh. Do you want to have a relationship with him?
Wow.
If you want to, which I can understand.
He's my father.
Yeah, but I can understand you might want to just sort of be in mutual sort of, in some sort of little symbiotic state that balanced, some homeostatic state that doesn't necessarily include a real close relationship, just something where you sort of tolerate each other.
Well, now who's making fun of the gays with the homeostatic?
You're cordial. A cordial relationship rather than a close relationship. But if you want a close relationship, you have to, because he will never do this, have to sit down and go, I talked to this guy. You're going to have to start it. And that will bring you closer because you'll have a chance to develop a relationship on an honest plane. But unless you're up for that, willing to do that, or want to do that, it's going to stay just sort of cordial and distant.
Look, and that ain't so bad. I mean...
Adam doesn't have that with his parents.
Dare you?
Cordial?
We're cordial. You mean my family? My parents?
I thought it was sort of hostile and cantankerous.
Nah, they're friendly enough.
Friendly. Okay, I'll give you friendly.
We're cordial. I see them, a handful of times a year, Mom, I'm so mad at you! I am so mad at you, Mom! I get drunk and I yell across the table. I don't want any of you eulogizing me if I go before you do. I'm going to hire an outsider to do a better job.
Do you say you people?
Yeah, I do you people. You're kind. That's what I normally do. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Joel, who's 26, wants to know if birth control pill would help his wife decrease libido. I bet it would after this.
The
Back in a minute.
Oh. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's move forward with some calls, see if we can't help some folks. Huh, Drew?
Yeah.
You with me?
I'm certainly.
Let's do it, Joel.
Hey.
Hey, you're 26.
Absolutely. Hey, before I start, I want to say that last week was one of the greatest Loveline weeks you've ever had, and I'm really proud.
Well, Ann wasn't here, that's why.
Clive Barker and Jimmy, they were just fantastic guests. They were talkative, and Clive even talked to the callers. I think that's great.
We agree. Clive's a great guest.
Thanks,
it really
yes.
improves the opinion of the guests. You know, it's like those bands who never talk, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to have guys in there with an opinion and minus an attitude.
Jimmy just sat there and laughed at your jokes, which must have felt really good to you.
As I tossed him little crackers like a seal. How dare you? Jimmy made his own jokes. He didn't just laugh at my jokes. And if he did, he did because it was funny.
Yeah, Jimmy's a 7 on the guest scale. But Clive, I'd have to put him in a good 9.5.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I agree.
Wait till Jimmy hears he got bumped out by Clive. Wouldn't it be great if we took the comedy of Jimmy Kimmel and the sort of concern and intelligence of Clive Barker and turn into a super guest?
And by the way, wasn't...
Hold on.
Yes, it would be. Yes, it would be.
Drew, you know what I love about Drew, though? You know what I love about Drew? God bless him. It's like I would be doing this. What if you could take the strength of a cleanser and mix it with the ease and durability of a liquid bleach? Then you would, and Drew would chime in and go, I was coming to.
Okay.
No, forget it.
All right.
Forget it now. Let me just do a little reenactment. Wouldn't it be great if you could take the wit and humor of a Jimmy Kimmel and combine it with the intensity and caring of a Clive Barker?
Yes, it would be.
All right. You could have Clive Kimmel.
Ah.
Thank you. Chris? Yeah. Oh, no, we're not talking to Chris. We're talking to Joel. Yeah, go ahead.
My question was, wasn't that the case that last time Clive was in here, he was sort of this thin, wispy guy? Now he was sort of buffed out, and wasn't he?
Clive looked like he'd been working out and doing
steroids,
taking creatine nonstop since we. Again, I'll tell you, the gays,
they
work out hard. Yeah, Clive looked good, but he was wearing a tank top, so I didn't want to comment on his physique because it's always a weird thing.
Selling statues.
What's that?
He was selling statues now. It's not like his creative phase when he was making movies.
Well, I think the thing with Clive is he's probably got a pretty good-looking gym at his house. And gay guys aren't scared to hire a personal trainer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they got to stay in tip-top shape because they ain't with a woman. They're with a man. And that's trouble. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A woman will hang out with a guy. The guy will get fat. He'll get bald. They don't care. They like it more. Gay guy won't go for that. You essentially, when you get in a gay relationship, you become a woman. No, listen to me, Drew.
You have to deal with a man.
You see women, these women are getting in their 40s, getting in their 50s, they're with a guy, maybe a guy makes a nice income or a guy is a powerful guy. Oh yeah, they're going to the Pilates classes, they're going under the knife.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a pressure to try to keep up.
Yeah.
No matter how much he loves them, we know what society is. As a gay guy, you're with a guy. Both with guys.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's a little bit of that pressure.
Interesting.
Why do you think your average... Take a look at your average 45-year-old gay guy. Great shape, looks like he's 35. Take a look at your average 45-year-old straight married guy. Married, straight 45-year-old guy.
Looks like hell.
Fried hell. And then look at your average 45-year-old gay guys in a relationship. He looks like an Olympic gymnast.
Look what you have to look forward to, Adam.
Fried hell.
Was the gay guy, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right, so Joel.
Okay, my question
is. Oh, yeah.
Okay, my wife has been on the pill for the past 5 years or so, and she thinks it could be contributing to her somewhat diminished sex drive.
Sure can.
And so she went to the doctor, and we have Kaiser, so she got some random Indian doctor, you know how that is. And she didn't seem willing to change the prescription because of that, but she asked if she was having any other symptoms, and she says she cramps a little bit. So she gave her something different.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's something a little better than hit or miss in terms of what might be a much better pill for her to be on.
In my experience, the triphasic pill.
And what is that?
It's either ortho-777 or triphasal or ortho-tricycline. Okay? for some women, though some women that's not the case. The other is increase the estrogen dose, diminish, try to lower the progesterone, increase the estrogen. And again, that, and it's still hit or miss, though.
Let me tell you something about the Indians. The feast or famine when it comes to employment, either doctors or cab drivers or convenience store guys. No in-between Indian guys. No architect, Indian guy.
Didn't you have construction worker
school teacher. No construction worker guy. No in-betweeners. Doctor, cab driver. That's it.
There is no racial bigotry here.
There's another something I've observed. That's not a racist statement. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 29?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
First of all, I agree with the last caller about last week's shows being stellar. It was really good.
Oh, thanks.
And Jimmy was good to have around, although, and I'm not kissing your ass to say this, seeing you guys go head-to-head on the quips, you were definitely ahead.
Well, this is my home turf, though.
I see.
You know what I mean?
You're very kind to him.
Well, I should. He makes me a lot of money every year. He does all the work, that Jimmy.
Excellent. Well, here's my deal. Like you, I'm a boob man, right? And
yeah.
Maybe because I live in Southern California, I encounter a lot of boob jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now the twist here is that's a deal breaker for me. I don't want to even do the girl if that's the case.
Mm. Don't do.
So, how about this? Have relations.
Right.
With her, if that's the case. And so before I get down that path and people's, you know, feelings get hurt and I've invested a couple of dinners or whatever it is.
God forbid.
Sure. How do I find out ahead of time in some delicate way, you know, if
can't
they're
you,
real?
You can't tell?
In some cases you can't. In some cases they...
Well, what difference does it make if you can't tell?
That's a good point.
You can tell when they're now you're going to ask me why I have the hang up. That's
yeah,
not exactly.
If you can't tell, what the hell difference does it make to you?
If I couldn't tell when they were unclothed, but that's fine. But usually you can't tell when they are clothed, and then when you're in bed, you can tell then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give them that. But most women who've had a boob job, especially if it's a fairly recent boob job, and I'm guessing if you're dating women in their mid-20s, it is a fairly recent boob job.
Yes, under their chin or something.
They will show them off a little bit.
I see.
And that's how you'll tell. They'll be wearing a kind of shirt that you should wear a bra with, but they're not wearing a bra because they're like, F it.
So
I'm defying gravity.
I paid for these.
And they'll sort of let you, I mean, if they don't mention it, they'll certainly stick them out there.
So you wouldn't, it's basically politically incorrect in the course of the conversation say, hey, you had cosmetic surgery?
Well, I think if you're smooth enough and get on to that topic and leave the window open. Here, again, when you want someone to admit something, you always leave the window open by not coming down on the topic.
Oh, right. I hate that stuff. Oh,
it's like
God.
When I used to talk to my uncle. It's like, boy, I love pedophilia. Don't you?
You know, I'm just planning a lengthy career with this.
Yeah. Just to see if I could get the guy to crack.
I see.
You know, you don't say, I think everyone who's had plastic surgery should be rounded up and thrown in a volcano. You go, listen, I don't see what the big deal is. I think those other chicks are just insecure. Hey, if I was a chick, I'd do it myself.
Pile.
That will open the door for them. And then if they admit it, you freak on them and leave.
Right in the middle of dinner, right?
Right.
So you can pay the tab?
Well, right. But listen, you know, Chris, I'm not a big fan of the fake ones either, unless they're circus novelty fake.
Absolutely right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
a whole different realm. That's right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Who is number one?
That's right. Minka, number one Asian big
Think
boob
about
corn.
That. Aren't you guys ashamed of yourselves?
Where's the drop about Minka talking about not playing tennis anymore?
Don't play tennis no more.
Chris, that's fine. You can do that. But on the other hand...
So why don't you bring up the topic? Why don't you, once they say, yes, I have had implants put in, discuss the possibility of them really going back and doing it right.
Going back and doing the implants,
yeah,
right?
Get the massive, super circus tent style.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you.
That would be really, truly a smooth operation then. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I don't like the small implants. To me, there's nothing in it for me.
Number one.
Number one. Speaking of number one, Drew, you want to go do number one?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
All right.
Let's go.
We'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. This just popped in my head, Drew.
Yeah.
I was watching this thing on Liberace
yeah.
a couple days ago. And there's certain things I believe in our society that are made too much of.
Yeah.
Like when the Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders talked about masturbating being healthy and we fired her and made a big deal out of it. And then there's certain things that aren't made a big enough deal of, like okay. we need to pay a little more attention to.
All right, let's hear what that is.
As a media.
Yeah.
Liberace getting his boyfriend
carved up,
you know, multi plastic surgeries to look like Liberace when Liberace was 20.
Yeah, so he could have sex with himself when he was 20. I mean, think about that.
Yes, Liberace at age, 55, hooks up with a 19 or 20-year-old guy, shows the plastic surgeon a picture of himself at 19 or 20, and says, look, I don't care how much money it takes and how long it takes, make him look like me when I was 20 so I can blow myself.
Shouldn't those surgeons be at least reprimanded, counseled?
One would think there should be a discussion about the Hippocratic Oath with those particular surgeons, and that's what I love about plastic surgeons. They'll really do anything if the price is right. But just in terms of the media, we could have hung on that onto that one or hit that one with just for another beat or two. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's something that people were aware of, but it's not something that we really talk about enough.
Yeah, you're right.
That is as effed up as it gets.
Yep.
You're having your young guy converted into you so you can F yourself in the A. So L can F himself in the A. That's really weird, isn't it?
Yes.
And you know what I love about society? Society's like, all right.
He's
a little eccentric, yeah. But boy, could he play the hell out of that piano. Yeah. Did you see some of those capes he wore? Magnificent. I really can't get past the part where he's effing himself in the ass, though. That's the part I would have trouble getting by if I was hanging with Liberace as a friend of his. And to me that he would fall into the flawed category, and then I would have difficulty appreciating other aspects of his personality.
You can rest assured that the people that evaluate your performances would have found him a fine showman. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Oh yes, like Tom Shales. Yes, that's right. The wonderful, wonderful reviewer, Tom Shales. Hey, another episode of The Man Show picked up. That'll be our fourth time. Keep riding, you old sack. Keep riding, buddy. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if I could hook you up with some knives.
No, I don't. You sell knives, I know, right?
Yeah, in my spare time.
Right. I don't need knives. That's the main irony of this whole few nights that we've dedicated to knife sales. I never needed knives. Does anyone need knives?
Not really.
Yeah. No. Here's the deal. When you need knives, you go get knives. I got a drawer full of knives. I got a butcher block full of knives. I'm knife heavy. I could use a cleaver. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I could give you some free stuff, too. You like free stuff?
This is that.
No, I don't. But you know why, Matt? Because I'm sure I make more money than you do, and you should take that free stuff and either keep it or sell it to somebody, or give it to someone who needs it.
Oh, don't worry. You won't get the free stuff unless he does sell something.
No, don't worry. No, I trust Matt, and I appreciate him calling and trying to heal my knife wounds, as it were, but I really don't need any, and that's the whole thing. It's tough when you try to make a sale to someone who doesn't need it. Brad?
Hi.
You're 14. What's up?
How you guys doing? I'm a longtime masturbator, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I invented, like, not me personally, I've heard about it through my friends, this technique where you press in between your balls and your ass when you're about to come,
mm-hmm.
and nothing will come out.
Right, goes back into your bladder.
Oh, right. Yeah, my question was, where does it go? So back in your bladder?
Yeah.
Does it wash out when you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, basically.
Is it going to hurt me in the long run?
Not, as far as I know, it's not the healthiest thing you can do. I've not seen any emergency room visits because of it recently, but it's, you know, things need to come out of you, generally need to come out.
But it's not going to kill me and keep my sheets clean, though, right?
Yeah, it is true. I mean, what about the smokeless penis over there? I mean, it does get a little messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a way to prevent that. If you urinate, then moments after that, will it be cloudy?
I imagine.
I don't really look at my urine after I do that.
Damn, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm no fag. I don't look at mine either. I mean, I was just kidding. I mean, I don't know who does that. I like when people answer that way. I don't exactly examine.
Study my urine.
Yeah, you're standing over the toilet. Is the light on in the bathroom? Yes. You know, when you eat vitamin B, it's a day glow orange or bright yellow. Do you see that, or do you not look at your own pee? I hate that from people because I examine mine. But
you're gay.
I pee in the sink, so I get a good look.
Yeah,
I get a good look at everything that comes out of it.
You strain it, you look at it, examine it.
Yeah. I get an up close look at it. It's not falling down into some nether.
Do you pee in your sink in your own bathroom always?
At home?
Yeah, I'm given this toilet is like 1.5 step behind the sink.
Yeah. On Ashley, turn your radio down. I pee in my sink at home almost exclusively.
Mm, good times.
It's essentially
a urinal for me. Why don't you rig up some kind of Corolla sink, some specialized sink?
I have urinals in the party house that I built.
Now I know.
I put three of them in there.
Given that you seem to have some sort of special romance for the sink, mm-hmm. Maybe you can really rig the sinks up in such a way that they won't splash and won't.
No, they don't. I'll tell you what I enjoy about the sink.
Mm. It's the right height.
You pee in the toilet, it's splashing everywhere. It's getting all over the sink. Sometimes it comes out, oftentimes for me, in that sort of forked configuration or dog leg, just heading right into the magazine rack.
Especially in the morning.
It's a disaster. And, you know, I'm trying to conserve.
The water.
Yeah, you waste a couple gallons of water when
you
flush.
So you don't even rinse the sink after you
give it a quick rinse, but it's probably equivalent of a glassful, not 2 gallons.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Good times.
And I can look at myself in the mirror.
Next best thing to having your girlfriend or boyfriend made to look like you.
You don't see your genitalia. You just see your face.
Well,
you know.
Certainly, then you should fix that so you can. Right.
I'm working on putting it at an angle, like a 7-Eleven mirror.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Sometimes my toothbrush is in there. I'll just go right around it.
Around it.
Yeah, I'll just go around it.
You can just spray it right.
I'll rinse a little water on it. No big deal. I don't care about that stuff. I really don't. Listen, everything you eat, everybody, has had God knows what done to it before it gets to your mouth. Don't worry.
Well, you're in a sterile.
Something dropping on the
ground.
You're
in a sterile.
That's what I, you know, it's your voice saying you're in a sterile that echoes in my brain I whiz on my toothbrush.
When you get caught at sea, you can drink your own urine for a while anyway. But listen, you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Does she have any idea you do this?
That I wean the sink?
That you wean the sink and on your toothbrush.
Well, I don't intentionally urinate
just
on my toothbrush.
Just answer the question. You're getting like one of our callers now.
I want to make it clear. I do not intentionally urinate on my toothbrush. There'll be a time when I'll go in there and the toothbrush will be in there. I'll have already started the urination.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Maybe the light's off.
Yeah, I understand. But does your girlfriend know you do this?
Yeah. Yeah. No problem.
No way.
No problem.
No way.
No problem.
No way.
Whiz in the sink. No problem. Thank you. Uh-huh. Ashley?
Hi.
Yeah, it's because I wear the boots.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's up? You wish you could get away with whizzing in the sink. You're 22.
Hi. 2 weeks ago, I was making out with this new guy that I'm dating.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just fooling around. And then he came all over my private part. And then he started to finger me. And then I took it out really quick because I was like, what are you doing? So I'm asking, is there any chance I can get any kind of disease done?
Can you turn your radio down?
Okay.
Didn't we ask you to do that earlier?
She did. She just didn't turn it off.
Oh.
It's not as loud as it was.
Bitch! Man, she must be good looking because she is so stupid.
Well, let's get back to her. Let's answer.
No.
Come on.
No. Ashley
has
she
followed your direction. She turned it down. You didn't say turn it off.
All right.
Yeah, it's true. Think how concrete our listeners are, okay? It's not their fault.
All right. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're right. So, I didn't say destroy your radio. I said turn it down.
Did you say that there was an ejaculate near you?
On her private parts.
Right.
Were you naked?
Was I naked?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. How did it happen that it was on your parts? Were you guys having sex?
No, we didn't. I was just masturbating him.
And he was like over you?
He was over me, yeah.
Wow. Like in a kind of push-up position?
It was just like, you know, he wanted to have sex. I didn't want to do it, so I was just giving him a hand job.
Wow. God bless him. I would have taken me an hour and 45 minutes to have one drop of semen, like in a weird kind of push-up position with someone reaching between their legs, like trying to milk me like a cow. Wow, this guy. Even Drew is a passionate man. Couldn't have pulled that one off.
Spread that seed.
No,
are you concerned that the semen got into your vagina?
I was just concerned about, you know, any kind of disease or...
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand what contact you're concerned with. You're concerned that there's something on his hand?
Because it was all over me, and then he put his finger in me.
All right, so the semen gets in you, right? Via his hand.
It could, but I don't know if it did. But it must have, because it was all over
me. Okay, Ashley, but what I'm asking you, question...
She's stupid.
Your question, can someone's hand transmit a sexually transmitted disease? Or is your question, if semen was on his hand and he dragged that in, can I get anything from the semen?
It's the semen.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Yes. Otherwise, Drew, she wouldn't have brought it up.
You can get pregnant, right? Aren't you concerned about that?
That too, yeah.
All right, so pregnancy is the main thing.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I do.
All right, you guys dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he have HIV risk?
I don't know.
Well, how would you know, Drew? We're all the same.
Yeah, hepatitis risk?
I don't know.
Is he an IV?
Can I get any of those?
Yeah. IV drug user? No?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is he gay?
He's not gay.
All right, then you're fine.
Well, I mean, if he's not specifically in the risk category, your risks are fairly slim, but the risk for pregnancy is quite substantial, so you've got to get that morning after pill. How long ago did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
All right, she's not pregnant. You're fine, Ashley. So okay. Next time you put down some, like a tarp, some Visqueen or something, some plastic. I'm amazed at this guy. I could not do that. Did you do that? You could. I wish I could. If I could do that, I'd be going to one of those oriental massages every day. Every single day. I'd pee in the sink, and then I'd go right to the oriental massage and just... right on my way to work.
I see. So you need the ninja position and ninja action in order to pull one off.
Never had a hand job in my life that I did not perpetrate on my own penis.
Nice. Quite an honor. Quite a track record.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Totally true. And I'm not about to start. And it's too late. Hey, you can try, ladies.
You know, I'm going to Europe.
I'll let you try.
Just realize I'm going to Europe in the morning, very early.
Oh, tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'm going to Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going for a walk.
Yeah, good times.
And quite a send-off I'm having here. It's nice. Yeah,
I didn't know you were going tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to do there?
Just be a tourist. We haven't had a vacation, a non-business vacation, in like 4 years.
You bringing a wife?
Yeah. Well, no kids.
That's no vacation. No, well, maybe with the kids.
No kids.
Okay, no kids. We get it. You don't like your kids. Let's move on. Jim?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
My question was, you know, hello to BS.
Okay. Well, that's that.
All right. I guess Anderson dumped him. James?
Yeah.
25?
Yep.
What's up?
I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is it possible that a person could have a tapeworm and not really be aware of it at all?
Yeah, but you... We get certain kinds of anemias and nutritional deficiencies, and you'd pass pieces of the tapeworm eventually. I think it's called proglottids come out.
Right, right.
What do you mean, pieces?
It's a sectional worm, and you pass sections out.
The segments are in the stools. Is it, but would you be able to, like, have the symptoms and not really kind of, you know, be aware that you have the tapeworm?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. You'd pass the end segments of the worm?
I don't know a lot about the worm.
You couldn't do the middle segments, could you?
They drop off, I guess, the end, huh?
It makes sense. Yeah. I love it when they talk about, you know, pulling that 6-foot one out of somebody or something. I'd love to know the record of that.
The other thing is they pass their eggs, and the larvae get into your body and go to your brain. It's kind of a big mess.
Oh. I just read this book called Guess What Came to Dinner. I don't know if you've heard of it at all.
What's it about?
And it's basically about parasites and all the various forms of parasites. And that was one that I read in the book. But
I mean, parasites are common all over the world except here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. As if, yeah. We see them up here in Los Angeles because people go to Mexico. So we see Ascaris, and we see occasionally tapeworm.
Well, in the book, she briefly mentioned that a person could have a tapeworm, or specifically a tapeworm. I was just kind of thinking, because I'm really skinny.
All right, don't worry about it.
Listen,
James, it's not about being skinny. It's about having specific deficiency of nutrition, anemias of various types. You don't have it. We see something called cysticercosis down here. That's not it's interesting. When I was in medical training, we were seeing cysticercosis when it was one of the leading causes of seizure. And when you looked in the textbook, they would say, well, there's this very, very extremely rare in other countries. You know, this thing you rarely see in the United States, cysticercosis. We saw it every day.
Okay.
Because we're close to the border.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, James.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
I mean,
you're reading books on parasites and freaking out.
No. The thing is I was just at the library, and it was really kind of on a whim. I pulled it out, and I just kind of, you know, glance through it, and I'm really skinny, and I'm really tired a lot, and I don't gain, you know, any weight whatsoever. I eat like a horse. And,
all right, it's fast. You got a fast metabolism and a sprinkling of depression.
Yeah, I either attribute it to the depression or the digestive tract. And I
well, what do you what are you doing at the library? Where is that? That's the place they keep the books.
Yeah, that's that place. Yeah,
yeah.
Library.
Yeah.
You know what books are? Yes.
Does not have the word book in it. That's the part I always object to with that name.
No.
Well, in Spanish, bibliotheca.
Ah, there you go. Hey, James, what were you doing at the library?
Well, I'm sorry.
What were you doing at the library?
I was looking up a few books on some various subjects.
Parasites.
Yeah, you got to get something going. You got to get a life going for
yourself. I do.
What do you do?
I was checking up on some books on some art and whatnot. Yeah. And
you got to get laid.
I have been.
You have been?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, a girl?
Yeah.
A girl? Is she your girlfriend?
No.
Yeah. Something's missing. You need some friends. You need to get laid. You need something. Something's missing. She's 25. She's hanging out at the place with the. It's got the roof and the books under it. Say that again.
Library.
Library, and he's looking up books on artists. I don't trust this guy, and he's paranoid.
It's what you call somatically preoccupied.
Yes, George.
Yes.
You're 16.
Yeah. My girlfriend, or like, I was seeing her. And I think she had, I know she had an abortion last year, and she had called like last week, and I didn't know what to say to her, and so I just hung up on her. What do I say to her?
Oh, wait a minute.
Why don't I believe this?
I don't. You know why? Because it's an extension of that call we had where the guy was, got the chick pregnant.
Yeah, it's also very vague. Very vague.
Wait a minute. Who called last week?
I didn't call.
It wasn't this guy.
No, who called? She called? What'd you say?
She called him after a year. He didn't talk to her after this maybe abortion. I think she had. I know she had. And then he hung up on her.
Is that what happened?
No, like I knew, like she had told me.
Right.
And like, I still saw her, but then, like, after, like, that, we just stopped seeing each other, because she lives in Norwalk, and I live in Downey, and so I just didn't even talk to her. I have my friends had seen her and stuff, and she had said hi, but I just never bothered to call her, and she had called me last week, and she said, what's up?
Wow. So what's the question, though?
Do you want to talk to her?
I do.
Okay, call her and just talk to her.
So it's really weird. Like, I don't know.
What's weird about it?
Like, it's just I sort of feel betrayed.
Betrayed?
I didn't know about it at all.
The abortion?
Yeah. She just did it.
Well, you guys had broken up?
We weren't even together. It was like we were seeing each other because, it's a long story.
All right. Well, listen, she lives in Norwalk. You live in Downey. This thing was doomed. I mean, it would never work. It's what you call forbidden love. I mean, Norwalk and Downey, they got to be 11 right. miles apart. How far apart is Norwalk and Downey?
They're right next to each other.
That's the point.
Jesus Christ, idiot. Oh, my God. What, you know, I drive through. I know there's a lot of people live in those towns, and a lot of people listen to the show. I have no idea where those places are. We have people that are in Washington, D.C., and Chicago, and San Francisco right now. I have no idea where Norwalk and Downey. I live in L.A. I have no idea where Norwalk and Downey is. Yeah. All I know is about twice a year I have to drive through them on my way to somewhere else, and I look around and I go, Why the F would live here? Why live here? Why? What's in it for you, I think. And then I realize, then I see dogs, you know, on a hot summer day, and they're lying in dirt. And I think, hey, there's some shade about 4 feet over from where you are, and there's a nice blanket. You can. And then I just realize they don't even know it. They don't know it. That's what I think when I drive through Downey and Norwalk. I think that dogs don't know it.
Ever been in Milwaukee in the winter? Same idea.
Oh, really?
But listen, George, here's the deal. She went through something awful, not you. How about being supportive of her? How about coming around and just at least being cordial, saying hi, seeing what's going on with her? She had the abortion.
Right.
It's her decision. It's her right.
Listen.
It's awful for her.
Listen, if this is true, he dodged a bullet. He didn't want to be. This was a year ago. Would have been 15-year-old daddy. For Christ's sake, feels betrayed. Just saved you a bunch of money. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
Alrighty.
Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I found pictures of my parents with, like, other people.
Jesus Christ. Were you high when you saw these? Or is there a time when you're not high?
No. And I found them in their bedroom in a drawer. They're, like, pictures with them with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doing stuff.
Like what?
One of her friends, you know, like, sitting in front of the camera, like, playing with herself or whatnot. And then my mom with one of her friends, like doing stuff.
Doing what?
Well, like, she was, like, licking the other person.
Pictures?
Like that.
Really?
You are a bare-faced liar.
How baked are you right now?
Huh?
How baked are you right
no,
now?
No, it's just,
Answer my question.
Are you baked like this all the time?
No.
Just tonight?
Yeah, I don't do drugs. I just, you know.
Just smoke pot?
Yeah.
How much weed did you smoke tonight?
None.
Huh?
None.
No, don't give me that crap. Listen, if you're not stoned right now, I'm gonna call in a medevac helicopter, and we're going to bring you in for an MRI. You gotta be baked. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, just hang on for a little while. I think he's full of crap.
I do too.
On the other hand, it could be baked and freaked out, but I'm pretty sure he's full of crap. He's having difficulty answering simple questions. But listen,
we gotta go break.
Listen, don't snoop around your parents' stuff.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. Because you will find things in there you do not want to see.
Yeah.
Just like if they snoop around your crap, they're going to find stuff. But it's twice as freaky.
Yeah.
Thank God my dad had nothing ever.
Who
nothing.
Who knows?
No. That idiot, nothing. Zero. Not a Playboy, not a dildo, not a roach clip, nothing. I guarantee not a gun. Not like Elvis's belt buckle,
sometimes
nothing.
Those are the guys that have those alternative lives he lives. He's actually he plays pony with the S&M people somewhere, pulls a little wagon behind him.
Oh. All right. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the vacuum that increases the bus size after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there.
I want to hear about more tapeworm talk.
All right.
There we go.
Well, I was last talking about how my dad has nothing.
Yeah.
And I was going to say this. I didn't say it on the air. I was going to tell you off the air. If my dad died tomorrow, and I would never even think about going by and like collecting whatever he had. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's a car that I lease him and then a bunch of books.
Hmm.
That's it. Zero.
The books have no interest to you.
There's nothing. No pictures, no baseball, autograph, our family has no heirlooms. There's no chest.
No history.
Nothing's been passed down.
You're the perfect,
nobody has anything.
You're the perfect North Hollywood family. No history.
No history. There's nothing. Brian?
Yes.
Tell us more about tapeworms.
Yeah, basically a tapeworm is a segmented worm like an earthworm. You guys all know an earthworm. It's an annelid. It's in the phylum Annelida. But you look at an earthworm, it's composed of a series of segments. And what the perglottids are...
They're like egg baskets, aren't they?
Yeah, it's basically just a reproductive sac.
Yeah.
And just comparing it to an earthworm, you know, a series of segments make up the earthworm, where the perglottid is a reproductive segment of the tapeworm.
Our question was, where does it come off the tapeworm?
It comes off of the back of the tapeworm. Obviously near the head, you have a head with suckers and hooks on it that attaches to the intestine.
Right.
And as the tapeworm, as you go from the head to the tail of the tapeworm, the perglottids will mature in each perglottid. You have ovaries, testes, and the uterus.
Oh.
And when the eggs mature, as the perglottids pass down from closer to the head to the tail, they mature and they break off. They leave the body in the feces. If they get mixed in with water or whatever, if a cow or a pig eats them, then that gets in the cow. They insist in the muscle tissue, and if you don't cook the cow or the pig, you eat that and you get that. Right, exactly.
I see.
How do the larvae break loose and get to your brain?
I'm not
cysticercosis.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I remember that our teacher was talking about that. It happens. What happens is in some of these maids that come over from third world countries. They have it, and what happens is that they go to the bathroom, and they when they wipe, they don't really get it too well, and they get some of the feces underneath their fingernails. And then when they go to prepare some food for the people they're made for, what happens is that gets in their food, and the people eat it, and the tapeworms, they're a beef or pork tapeworm. So they're searching around, they're used to being, as far as how, evolutionarily,
that,
how they're
that's
adapted,
how they get through.
They're used to being in a cow or a pig.
So you have some larva that gets through the wall of the intestine.
Exactly, and they're looking for a place to go, and they end up in the brain.
Well, see, that's why I pee in the sink.
It's pee, not poo, though.
Yeah, but that's why I pee in the sink.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
How big is the biggest reported tapeworm, and not that you know, but...
Actually, they found ones about 50, 60 feet long.
No.
In sperm whales. In sperm whales.
Oh, that's great.
Interesting.
50, 60 feet long.
In sperm whale intestines, yeah.
That is great. And I wonder how... Now, but what about in a human? 6 feet? 9 feet?
Actually, I have my biology book right here. I think it said 20 meters. Large tapeworms, which may be 20 meters or more in length.
And nice. Yeah, but that's not a human being.
No. And rob enough nutrients from the human host to cause nutritional deficiencies. All right. In the same sentence.
I understand that, but 20 meters is 65 feet.
Long. Yeah, that's pretty friggin' long. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, intuitively, it doesn't make sense, but also intuition never really works that well.
Listen, how are you going to get a 65-foot... What's worm in somebody?
Well, how long is it? Well,
they grow in there. They grow in there. They don't start in there. They just set up and then they grow and grow and grow.
I know, retardo. I know they grow in there.
In fact, I remember hearing a story about a guy who did.
Hold on a second. Look, they found a 60 footer in a sperm whale. That's an animal that's 100 feet long. I'll buy that. But they didn't. And what they're saying is they get up to 65 feet in sperm whales and they rob the human of nutrients, but it's not that 65-footer. That's just bad writing.
Right.
Thank you.
What's the head of those things called? I forgot what that is.
The scolex.
The scolex.
Right. Well, makes sense.
You've never seen these things are the bizarrest looking things.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I mean,
Tinea solium and tinea, what's the other one?
Oh, true, please. You're boring the hell of our poor listeners. Just hung up on the poor guy. Listen, thank you for the call and thanks for the info. And, I'll tell you, the only thing worse than having a tapeworm in you would be to be high and have a tapeworm in you.
To find one coming out your rear, passing
it. Do you pass them that
sometimes.
Way?
Sometimes.
Oh. Imagine being high on mushrooms and knowing you had a tapeworm. See, that's life. Kimberly?
Hi.
Hey, you're 21.
I have two questions. The first one is about, like, I heard about this vacuum pump bra thing where, like, a woman wears it for 12 hours a day, and it stretches the tissue, and then after a while, new tissue grows or something.
Yeah.
And then after she stops using it, she'll, like, she'll shrink a little bit, but then she'll, like, have larger breasts than when she started.
Yeah.
Has
Dr. Drew heard about this.
I've never heard of it, but it doesn't sound like a great plan.
What is the difference between a penis and breasts in terms of the makeup? Not you, Brainiac. Drew?
Breast has more fat and more glandular tissue.
But we know that the penis pumps don't really work.
Right.
By doing the same sort of vacuum.
Let's put it this way. If you put a sucking device on your belly, do you expect the fat to enlarge?
I would imagine if you had a sucking device on one part of your belly for a long period of time that the skin would probably get a little stretched out
and
then
it would sag down there.
Yes.
So you might be getting that kind of an effect.
Right.
There might be some inflammation, so it might swell. How do you get glandular growth? I can't imagine that would.
And they say the breast tissue and the other tissue, whatever, increases in the same proportion. And they say new tissue actually grows. I don't know, they create new tissue?
Yeah. Well, listen, when women have a mastectomy, don't they oftentimes get new skin there by putting things under, stretching and doing things like that?
Sure, they rebuild stuff.
They rebuild the breasts?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's going on with your breasts now, Kimberly?
Oh, honestly, Cuff, I'm fine. I just, if I lose weight, you know, I want to have them back, you know?
Right.
So, it says it's FDA approved and stuff.
How much weight?
It's not FDA approved, that we said?
Yeah, it says it's FDA approved.
It's FDA approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's FDA approved.
There's never been more confusion about her telling us this is FDA approved.
Yeah, well, can I tell you what it is and then you can look it up or something?
No.
No. I've seen this thing. Look, listen. Hold on.
They're distributing it.
Listen to me. How much overweight are you?
About 30 pounds.
So what are you coming in at now?
About 150.
You're fat.
True, please.
Yes, I know.
How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4". Hold on. Let me do the radio math here. 5'4", 150. Carry the 5. Bring the 1. That's 5'2¼", 162.
Okay.
All right. Here's the point. Don't worry about your breast size.
Yeah.
Worry about that ass of yours. Guys do not care as much about big breasts as they do about a tight ass.
Yeah, but I do. Yeah.
I know you do. You're compensating for the big ass. I'm saying focus on losing the ass and let nature take its course and stop focusing on the breasts. She's wasting her time with this.
Unless, of course, you would, of course, have her get some sort of gigantic sack implanted, some huge, huge sack. Then that would be different.
Some novelty breast sack implant.
Yeah,
if she was really interested in that, sure. Yeah, if she was my bitch, of course. Marie?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, okay. My cousin is 14, and she's the only cousin I have, just to put it simply. And so me and her have been really close since I was really young. And Thursday, I got a call from her dad saying that she had run away. And she just came back, I think it was tonight. And I guess that I'm just concerned because I don't know what to say to her anymore. She's the average teenager, I guess you could say, in the sense that she's, like, been sexually active and she's into the drugs and all that stuff.
14?
Yeah.
That average?
Well, I don't know. It's just a lot of the stuff that I've
grown up around. It's average for this show. Yeah, well... usually when you run away from home, there's something pretty heavy going on at home.
Right, some abuse, physical or some kind of abuse.
Yeah, her parents are divorced, but the thing is that her mom, it's been recorded that, she used to abuse her, and the next time that happens, she's supposed to call the police and she'll lose
her. This is not an average situation. Although there's a lot of this in our country, this is a severely disturbed situation, and she needs help.
They've gotten it for her before, her dad. She's been to counseling and everything.
Right, you need to encourage her to stay with that, because there's nothing you can do to change this except to encourage her to get the proper care. Treatment does work, and this is a profoundly disturbed situation. Teach her about drugs and about the effects they have on a developing brain so she doesn't do herself permanent harm.
James?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm a gay male, and I have a best friend, and she's 26. And I was wondering, like, how would I be able to get her pregnant without actually having intercourse? I've seen it, I think it was on Queer as Folk, where you can, like, come in a cup and then put it into her.
Yes, you can go get a fertility specialist to do that for you, artificial insemination.
What does that cost?
I don't know.
You want a kid?
Yeah.
Do you have a partner?
You mean a male partner?
Yeah.
No.
You raise a kid by yourself?
Well, me and her could do it together.
Oh, really?
How old is she?
26.
What is her sexual proclivity? Is she gay too?
She's straight.
She's straight, but isn't she going to want to get married and have her own kids?
Well, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but we didn't go in depth and talk about it.
What's the hurry? You're 20 and 26. And by the way, you're talking about somebody else's life here. Have a little talk about it before. Have the in-depth talk.
I'm kind of scared about having the in-depth talk because, I mean, we touched on it, but we didn't get deep into it.
Yeah, because you're afraid of what you're going to find out about what her intentions are. And you better know that going in.
Do you think it would have, like, an effect, like, on the friendship or whatever?
Oh, listen.
Don't have a kid, James.
James.
Eight more years.
James, yeah, give yourself a little time. I mean, what are you doing? Like, might as well get in a relationship yourself.
With her?
No, with a guy.
So get some stability
in
your
life. And then, you adopt a kid or you knock up, some folk singer or something or whatever they do. I mean, how's your life going? Is your job good?
It's pretty good.
What do you do?
Work for the cable company.
All right. But that you're not getting rich off of this. You know, I mean, give yourself a few years. Don't put any pressure on yourself. And whatever it is that you want a kid for, it's the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You want a kid for a reason now.
For you.
And that's the reason why you shouldn't have a kid.
Yeah, kids are not for you.
No, they're for me. Right?
There's satisfaction you can expect out of being a father, having a family, but it's giving of yourself, not creating someone else to serve your needs.
Right. And by the way, as a gay guy, you can't bang a chick once? Do you know what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, would she let him do it? James?
Yeah.
Could you have sex with her? Would she let you do that?
I don't know.
All right.
I think I would be kind of scared to do it with her. I've been with females before, but... Yeah.
They got teeth down there. Yeah. You stay away from those chicks. I agree. But listen, James, please, no kids for a while. Just take it slow. You got plenty of time. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Wanda. Wants to know if there's any way she can damage herself with a vibrator after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Let's, this little belch there, Drew. Let's talk to Wanda, who's 36. Wanda?
Yes?
You want to know if there's any way to damage yourself with a vibrator?
Yeah.
What kind of vibrator?
A big one.
Oh, boy.
I was going to jack off to this, and then I heard Wanda laugh, and now I got to move on. Hey, Wanda?
Yeah.
Is it the kind you plug in?
No, it's battery powered.
I see. And it's not a shoulder massager. It's made to go up you.
Yeah.
Right. And do you put it in you or do you put it on your clit?
Whatever I feel like doing at the moment.
I see. And how often do you use it?
Whenever I'm alone, which isn't very often.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, what a human spends any time alone.
Hey, Wanda, how often do you use it?
Let's see. Maybe once or twice a month.
All right. You're fine then.
Okay.
You can sort of desensitize the area if you use it too much.
How often? Imagine, if I was a doctor, I'd take swings at these people while they're in my office. Mm-hmm. How often do you use it? Well, whenever I'm alone, but that's not very often.
No, because I'm married.
I know, but do you realize that answer to me means nothing? That could mean three times a week or it could mean three times a year. Do you understand? It's a zero answer. It's a nothing answer.
Mm.
All right, so you're married. How's that going?
Well, I think because I have used a vibrator that I'm not that much interested in my husband.
No way.
Twice a month? Once or twice a... What'd you say? A couple times a month?
Yeah. I could go for like 3 weeks or a month without sex.
I know, yeah. But you're
not
only...
interested.
But you're only using the vibrator once or twice a month.
Yeah.
I see. I
think that it is like desensitized me to have sex with my husband.
If you're using it every day, I could sort of go down that path, but no, not at once or twice a month.
Not every day.
Mm-mm. Oh, boy.
Okay. Hey, do you have any kids?
I have one.
How about you do me a favor so the kids can be properly educated? Put them on to a catapult and just launch them toward the sun. Give them a chance at a good life and a good education. Because you're really out of it, Wanda.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're out of it. That's what that's supposed to mean. Are you drunk?
No.
Do you do drugs?
No.
Do you just have difficulties?
Yeah.
What are your difficulties?
I don't know. I've been with my husband for about 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You tell me.
Are you depressed?
I don't know. What is...
Are you on medication?
No. No.
Anyone ever asked you to get on medication?
Only because I've been in a couple of auto accidents.
Like where? What happens?
What happens? Oh, just rear-ender and hit and run.
You mean they ask you to get on pain medication?
No. Like Prozac.
Okay.
Or something else like that.
For the auto accidents. Do you understand that talking to you is like trying to work out a crossword puzzle while you're jogging? It's a pain in the ass and near impossible to try to get any answers out of you. You don't seem to track normally.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like we're trying to get some answers out of you,
right?
for this conversation. We're having difficulty.
I've been answering your question.
No.
Yeah, but in the kind of way where we have to ask three times and then there's some confusion. You take medication only because of the car accidents. People have asked you to take medication for your mood, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And your behavior.
I don't have a behavior problem.
Okay, but other people think maybe you do. And I'm not saying you're homicidal. I'm just saying there's something with your mood going on, right? Yes. Okay. So I'll start answering my own questions. Why don't you start taking those medications that the people ask you to take?
I don't need to take them.
Okay. I've never spoken to you before, and I think you should take them.
Why? On the assumption that I'm not easy to talk to?
That you have difficulty sort of connecting things. How old's your kid?
12.
Good. He'll be out on his own in a couple of months, so that'll be fine. We don't have to worry about him. Is he or she doing okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay. They're fine?
It's one kid, right?
I mean, she's fine. Excuse me.
She's fine. Okay. And you, do you work? Or?
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff. I work Monday through Friday, and I take care of my family.
All right. What do you do for a living?
Well, this is public radio, and I don't care to say that over the radio.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a secretary.
Okay.
All right. I understand. That can be classified stuff. Yeah. If you don't want your folks finding out you're doing secretarial work,
you're
able to call the feds. All right there, Wanda.
No.
It's not about the vibrator. We guarantee it.
You're fine with the vibrator.
Really?
All right, but listen, seriously, I do get a little vibe off you, and I'm never wrong, so maybe you should talk to your... whoever wanted you to take that medicine, why don't you talk to them again and just see what else they wanted, right?
See what their assessment is. Maybe get another assessment by a specialist if you don't trust that person.
That's right. All right. Katie?
Yeah?
What's
up? I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be Wanda, but I would in one way in that I could really enjoy even bad movies.
All right. Well, Katie, what's up? We got just a couple minutes.
Hi, last night I went to a party and I tried ecstasy for the first time. I don't want to become an addict, but it felt so good. I mean, lately I've been really depressed, crying, waking up.
And with the S word, screwball. Oh, my God. I'll tell you, we really have the world's dumbest callers. They have no idea where they are. Do you realize that, Drew?
Let's finish talking to her, though.
All right, well, Anderson put her on hold because he had to hit the dump button.
I know. And let's just finish. We can't start a new call. We're about 30 seconds left. Come on.
Katie? All right,
Katie?
I just really want some help.
All right. Okay. So you liked how you felt, and now what's happening?
Right now, I can't sleep. It's like 11:50 here, and I'm just...
Are you anxious? Are you having panic attacks?
hold on, what is it, noon over here? Where are we?
No, it's just, I'm really jittery, and everyone at the party tried it, and I was like, might as well I try it, too. I tried it, felt great, but now I'm coming down, and
okay.
And I can't sleep.
Yeah, panic, sleep disturbances, depression, these are fine. What happened from that drug.
It'll wear right off, yeah.
Well, but you've been depressed, and this can exacerbate that. Why don't you get your depression taken care of? That's why you can't sleep, probably.
Okay, and it's just, I don't want to do anything stupid, because all this...
Like
that
what?
Has been happening in my...
Do anything stupid like what?
Oh, my parents want to get a referral on my best friend to keep her away from me and stuff.
Yeah, but you don't want to do anything stupid like what?
Suicide, because I actually have been thinking about that lately.
Right, so you have a life-threatening problem here. You must get it taken care of.
So I should go see a counselor?
Yeah.
You must.
Absolutely.
Listen, if you had a heart problem, a stroke, would you go see someone about it?
Yeah, I will.
This is equally as life-threatening, okay?
Right. All right. Hey, well, Katie?
Yeah?
Get her.
You know our last caller?
We'll call back this one.
You don't want to end up like her, do you?
No.
Okay, listen. You're smart. You got some problems, but you're smart, okay? Take care of this. A little baggage to being to having a good IQ like Katie has, and sometimes you get tortured.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about that, Drew, but I, as an intellectual and an artiste, know that Northern
giant,
torture.
Intellectual giant.
Forced
please.
To pee in my own sink.
Nice.
And we'll be back.
Hello, this is your radio. Radio. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline.
Jeez, we made it through this night without much more gas. I really was kind of nervous and, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's about all I could do.
You crapped yourself. Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's
Hey, next week, best of, we got Violent J visiting. Oh, Jesus Christ. Tony Hawk, Andy Dick. Oh, no, my God. Oh, my God.
You are an asshole.
He was just talking about how there's no more gas. A huge one go. Woo!
Triumphant.
Oh, that's big. That's big. That's what you call clutch, my friend. That's why I was called Clutch Corolla in high school on the baseball team. Because I would come through when the chips were down.
No talent ass clown.
Just when they counted my ass out, pow. It makes a power move.
Wow.
Sweet.
What other guests we have coming up?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Destiny's Child and Carrot Top and Jamie Presley and...
Jamie Presley.
Yeah, she's hot. Jeremy McGrath, Linkin Park, Kathy Griffin, Shaggy. All the good people coming up. All right, so let's take a little break.
No.
Yeah, it's bad in here now. What timing? And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla's asshole saying mahalo. What kind of vibrator?
A big one.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.